We've heard a lot recently about the rise of the far right in Europe, and the outcome of Austria's general election of the weekend seems to fit that trend. Here's how my BBC colleague Bethany Bell in Vienna sums up the results.
The Conservative People's Party, which is a kind of centre-rightist group, actually won the election. They got about 31%. Next, at about almost 27%, were the centre-left Social Democrats. And then in a very close third was the far-right Freedom Party at 26%. And that's without all the postal votes being counted, but that's roughly what the final result will be. So it seems that in this particular election, Austria has shifted to the right because there was a good result for the Conservatives and for the far right.
Tell us more about the Freedom Party. I mean, could they still get into office if they form a coalition with the People's Party? And is that likely to happen?
It's looking increasingly likely to happen. The head of the Conservatives, whose job it will be to try and form the next coalition government, says at the moment he's trying to keep all his options open. And he may take a gamble and go into a coalition with the far-right Freedom Party. That would be quite controversial. But what they do have in common, and what they've increasingly had in common over this election campaign, is that they've both taken a very strong line against illegal migration. That was traditionally something that the far-right has really scored points on, especially since the migrant crisis of 2015 and 16, because Austria was one of the countries which took in tens of thousands of asylum seekers coming up from Turkey through the Balkan route. And that left a scar here. A lot of people were very concerned about that. And the head of the Conservatives thought, I can see that the far right party is scoring points on that. I'm going to go that way as well. And he took this very strong line saying, I want to stop illegal migration. And he used softer language than the far right did, but the message was very similar.
And how did that go over, do you think? Was it effective?
It was effective. It won him a lot of votes, we think, in terms of this election. And some analysts here say, you know, now it's harder to see where the boundary is between the right and the very far right, that it's becoming a bit more blurred. Others will say, no, actually what we've seen here is that we've had a young, popular conservative politician who's beat the far right at its own game.
My BBC colleague Bethany Bell speaking with us from Vienna. Thank you very much, Bethany.
Thank you.